Welcome back to Daybreak USA. We're broadcasting coast to coast on the IRN USA radio network. Also streaming at daybreakusa.net. Well, when Dr. Jim is away, there are always able veterinarians that step in, and none is more loved around here at Daybreak USA than Dr. Diane Levitan, and she is back with us this morning. How are you?
I am so great, and I love being on the show with you, so thanks so much.
We have such a good time. We missed you. It's actually been a little while since you've been on with us. As always, you got good things to share with us. And this morning, we're talking spaying and neutering your pets, and in particular, neutering your male pets. Tell us where you are right now.
Scott, you would not believe this. I am sitting in the parking lot of the Long Beach Police Station. That's Long Beach, Long Island. And sitting next to a van, if I had my windows open, you would hear the generator going. So we have this little tiny van that these wonderful volunteers have put together as a mass unit for spaying and neutering feral cats on Long Island.
Wow. Now, this is the first experience of this kind you've had, huh?
You know, I've been working in a lot of interesting places lately, volunteering my services, because I think it's such an incredibly important thing that we really have to bring to the entire world's attention, not just those on Long Island.
Well, pet overpopulation and the need to spay and neuter your pets. Listen, Bob Barker wasn't the only one that has been championing this for a number of years. There are a lot of really important reasons why this needs to be done. A lot of times, of course, preventing unwanted litters. We're talking tell me these numbers are correct, Dr. Levitan, nearly 4 million pets euthanized in the United States each year.
And it's true. And they're euthanized not because they're sick, most of them. They're euthanized because there's such an overpopulation and they end up in shelters and they can't get homes. And then the shelters are forced to destroy them because they have nowhere to put them. And it's just such a shame. And spaying and neutering is the number one way to prevent that overpopulation.
And we're also talking about a lot of health maladies that our pets suffer. For example, testicular cancer.
Yes. You know, it's a guy thing. I don't know if it is for you, but a lot of guys don't like to neuter their male dogs, particularly.
Yeah.
They don't seem to have as much trouble with the cats, because male cats have kind of yucky odors and leave really smelly litter boxes, so nobody seems to object to that. But the male dog, I'll tell you, some of you guys out there got to get over it and do what's best for your pets.
Absolutely.
Testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and just the urge to roam. Lots of things that can happen if we don't neuter those pets.
Well, one of the things that I haven't owned a dog or a cat in a number of years, in fact, over 10 since I had Sherlock and Rodeo. That was my my Cocker Spaniel and my cat. I realize and have learned to take so seriously. Not that I didn't before, but I mean light years ahead in terms of knowledge and understanding of how to really be a responsible pet owner. And the idea that there are so many things that, in addition to, you know, just the day-to-day upkeep, insurance, and all the other things that are provided for, that you can provide for your pet. I had Sherlock and Rodeo, neutered. Because I didn't want them, number one, fighting.
Right.
Roman looking for girls. You know, and also I realized that it was a safety safeguard because I didn't want them getting hit by cars and running around out in the street.
Absolutely. And running around in the street, finding that unneutered female out there.
Yes.
And then adding to that overpopulation, whether we like it or not.
And also,
You brought up a really good point. I had a bumper sticker once that said, "Love is not enough. Be a responsible pet owner."
Yes. Over the years, I've had about 3 dogs, 2 cats. And I loved Cocker Spaniels because for my living conditions, they were the best dog. Even though I've had larger dogs when I lived in larger places, the Cocker I had was much, much better suited to where I lived. But there's also something that I've learned in preparation for this conversation about the need to neuter your male pets. You avoid spreading bad genes. Talk about that, Dr. Levitan.
And, you know, that's a really good point, too. A lot of people don't think about. But if you have particular breeds that can spread certain illnesses or have a, you know, genetic predisposition to pass along some bad traits like hip dysplasia or heart disease or even severe allergies, sometimes things that they're born with that are deformities that we absolutely wouldn't want to pass on to another litter, that's an extremely important reason to spay and neuter. And breeders particularly are held accountable for that. You know, it's their responsibility to really make sure that they don't propagate those bad genes that produce pets that could end up growing up and having painful illnesses or ailments.
Absolutely. We are talking to Dr. Diane Levitan. She is one of the talented veterinarians that are part of MyVNN.com, the veterinary news network from Long Island, New York. And we're talking about the importance of neutering your male pets. And one of the things, Dr. Levitan, that I used to always think was funny until I had some guests over my house years ago when I had a albino shepherd. And he had not been neutered yet. And it's just not cool when Bianco takes to your guest's leg. And I'll just leave it at that.
Yes, well, I'm enjoying the image in my mind.
Yes. You know, and I realized at that point, you know, it's time to take care of this. You know, and it's not the best way to make a first impression, especially if he happens to be your boss. You know, so just one of the many reasons why, you know, it is important. And, of course, the health reasons in particular. How busy has the van been there in Long Beach, Long Island for you?
I'll tell you, there's a great project that goes on all over Long Island called the Long Island Cat Project, where a group of amazing volunteers get together and trap these kitty cats and bring them in, the feral cats, the ones that don't have homes, bring them in to any shelter they can. This happens to be a van that got a grant. This organization got a grant, and with that grant, they bought this trailer, converted it into a mobile surgery unit. And they've been around for about a year, but they'll do 30 or 40 cats a day. And there are people all over Long Island that are generous enough to donate their time, and volunteers that are just really dedicated to this cause. And it's so important because you see those stray animals running around the streets,
right,
and you know that they're going to spread diseases to each other. They're going to die freezing or starving, and we just don't want to see that. Plus, you know, they could be a health hazard to the neighborhood, and they're just a nuisance sometimes.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Dr. Levitan, they're giving us the wrap sign. As always, you and I could go on forever, and that means we got to do this again soon. Next time Dr. Jim is away. Dr. Diane Levitan, all the best. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thanks.
Daybreak USA continues in minutes on the IRN USA Radio Network, and we're streaming at daybreakusa.net. Stay with us.